I believe in the apostolic, I've shifted into another gear. I travel slow in the spirit to know what he wants me to do. But he's speeding it up now, that you'll know there's a difference. You'll know that it's not normal. You'll know that you're not walking in the same path you've been walking. You're going to walk heavier. Right? All right. Now let me pray this prayer with you. I'm not going to let you repeat after tonight. I change it some. Father, our heart yearn to know the person of the Holy Spirit more deeply and to experience his power personally. We ask you to reveal truth and grant us understanding so we can cooperate with and respond to the Holy Spirit ministry in our lives. Father, we desire to walk in the spiritual depth and fullness that Jesus made available to us when he prayed in John 14 that you will send the helper, the Holy Spirit, to indwell us. We ask you to open the door for us to embark on a spiritual path that we have never been on before. I know that this is your will for us. So tonight we come before your throne boldly and confidently to receive with gratitude and joy the work of the Holy Spirit. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to Psalm 78 in the beginning here. Write this down. Yielding to the Holy Spirit ministry, letting him remove all limitation out of my life. Yielding to the Holy Spirit or his ministry, letting him remove all limitations out of my life. Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
We talked about measure, flow, and level, right?
Yes, sir.
All of that about to be changed in your life. Now, here are some other words that you have to take a hold of for to function properly. That's a word. Yeah, that limitation, to change that limitation, powers, your power is going to change.
Amen.
Listen now, you need these words. Discernment. Discernment. Perception. Conception. Insight. Understanding. Wisdom. Comprehension. Revelation. Anointing. Get this last one. Realization. The things of God become so real to you that nothing else will be able to regulate your life. Here's some things that the Spirit won't get. You got Psalm 78. Hold there. Some things that Spirit won't get off your back. Frustration. Worry. Fear. Lack. Chaos. Attacks. I know. You say you talk so fast. I know. Frustration, worry, fear, lack. All right. Now, I have to read a verse that will deal with limits first. I have a minute verses to go to, but I want to read now in Psalm 78, verses 40 and 41. Psalm 78. How often did they provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert? Yeah, they turned back and tempted God and limited, I want you to see that, and limited the Holy One of Israel. I'm proud to tell you, no matter how many scriptures you have, how many Bible studies you've gone to tonight, your limits are going to change. Turn with me to Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Acts chapter 10, verse 38, for a moment. These scriptures will be speaking to the subject matter about taking all the limit off your life, letting the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
take all the limit off my life.
Take all the limit off my life.
Tonight. Acts 10, 38 is a powerful scripture. We're going to see how Jesus' ministry was so powerful and why he was so careful in talking to us about the Holy Spirit if we're going to make it while he was gone back to heaven. He gave us the same thing he used. A relationship, a proper relationship with the Holy Spirit. Write that down. A proper relationship with the Holy Spirit is the most valuable thing in your life tonight.
Amen.
What?
Yes,
you heard that?
Yes.
Come on now, so let's put everything else out of the way. A proper relationship with the Holy Spirit is the most valuable thing in your life.
Amen.
I tell you why. There's nothing good that the Holy Spirit can't make happen for you. Here in Acts 10:38, how God anointed. Now, the word anointed, you know that's the Holy Spirit, right?
Yes.
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Now, one of the things you must know, that same Holy Ghost, that same anointing, and that same power is available to you right now. And, say and. It will get the same result for you that it got for Jesus. What? All limitation in your life tonight is ignorant. When you take care of that ignorance about God, that God is limited, you're going to move out of that spot to where you're supposed to be. The Holy Spirit will cut all other sources off out of your life. So you can get your eye in the right place, get your mind in the right place, get your faith in the right place, get your desire in the right place, get your will in the right place. You will not submit to sickness and disease no more. You will not submit to lack no more. Those are the things that put limitation in our life. Now, the B part or the C part of this verse now, it tells us something. How God anointed Jesus and added with the Holy Ghost and with power. That's very clear. Who went about doing what? Good and healing what? That was what? Oppressed. Why? Same thing for you. You understand? Jesus had no limit on him. If anyone ever understood the ministry of the Holy Spirit, it was the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus, how many of y'all want to be like him? Yes. Jesus' earthly ministry was completely dependent upon the Holy Spirit. How you and I going to live depending on someone or something else. Tonight, may the Holy Ghost impart to you to depend on him more than anything else. You just went to another level. If you're thinking about depending on the Holy Spirit to complete your life, you're in good ground. Luke 4:18 belongs to you. Turn there. The same thing, the same path, the same power, the same privileges that Jesus enjoyed when he was here with the Father, it was because of the Holy Ghost. If you're going to enjoy all the scriptures you know and all the sermon you heard, you're going to have to recognize that it's by the Holy Ghost. All manifestation, all demonstration, all miracles, all signs, all wonders, all deliverance, all victories come from the Holy Spirit. I hear the Spirit of God crying out right now a word that I want you to have. Source. Supply. Source. Supply. The Holy Spirit will make God your source. It's all over then. Jesus exposed to ministers as well as to laity why his ministry was so powerful than Luke 4:18. See? And God decided to give us the scriptures so we can look and see what Jesus was using. Or who Jesus was yielding to. Now, we're talking about somebody that Jesus yielded to. My God, what about you and I? And if Jesus got the results that he received by yielding to him, it seemed like he's trying to teach us a lesson. So Jesus bespeak his ministry in this one verse. Why his ministry was so powerful and why he was an unlimited Jesus. All other gods are limited. All other, you know, they come up with these different gods, they're limited. But Jesus is an unlimited Jesus. And in him, I live and I have my being as he is, so are we in this world, so I can function just lack. Oh my. Oh my. Oh my. Oh my. Are you realizing this? See, religion and tradition and doctrines of men and certain styles and criteria are being set in the church, but the apostle come to tear them down. You supposed to be powerful no matter what going on in your life. But in the normality that they've made in the church and the normal setting, the expectation is for limitation. You must know that you're an unlimited person. Because the person of Christ lives on the inside of you to bring you to different measures, different flows, different levels, different insight, different perception, different comprehension, different discernment. You're not a normal person walking around. You're supposed, listen to me, you're supposed to live an unusual life. Your life's supposed to be in such a dimension that nobody can figure it out. Normal is not God's will for you. Regular is not God's will for you. Like the crowd is not God's will for you. There will be no more limitation in your life. Stop thinking limitation. Stop talking limitation. Stop walking around with limitation. What? We serve a big God, a big Holy Ghost. And it's time for you to move. This ignorance leave us tonight. It's ignorant talking about, I can't make it, or how am I making it? That's ignorance. I dare you say, I am a walking miracle. It's going to start happening. In all your affairs, everything you're dealing with, it's going to start happening. Let me tell you how strong it is. I'm not a blessing going somewhere to happen. I already have. Shut down. What did I tell you, Sean? Last scripture. 14, I didn't tell you a scripture after that? Well, I'm going to tell you one. But you see Jesus' ministry line, hold that right quick. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised because of the no limitation of the Holy Ghost. I can do all this, Jesus said. See, he didn't leave out on ministry until the Holy Ghost came. The Holy Ghost was his empowerment. And he was a regular man. I said he was a regular man. Jesus was. He stripped himself of his mighty glory and power. He became like you to show you how to do it. So the Holy Spirit wasn't working that powerful in Jesus because he was Jesus. He's walking that power because Jesus knew how to accurately connect with him. My job is to minister to you that you'll know that attacks are normal. That's okay. Things going wrong, that's normal. That's okay. But if you know how to handle it, it Listen, every attack, everything that go wrong, if you know how to handle it, you listening?
Yes, sir.
It can to take you to another level.
Yes.
What? You mean to tell me I've been complaining and worrying myself, and this was a step that God sent to me to go to another level? You mean to tell me what's against me right now, trying to hold my life at a certain spot, is a step for me to go to another level? God is trying to get me out of the norm, to trust him with all my heart, lean not, what, to my own understanding? You mean to tell me everything come to me is good? All things work together. That's Romans 8:28, didn't it? There's a word for you. Stop trying to handle it yourself. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Stop trying to handle it yourself. Yield to the Holy Ghost. What I said? And that's what Jesus is trying to show us there. Now what, sit down. What are we going to do with Romans 8:11? What are we going to do with Romans 8:11? Go to Romans 8:11. But if the spirit of him, Sam's spirit, that raised up Jesus from the dead. What's the next word? What's the next word? Dwell where? In who?
In
you. The resurrection is the most powerful move that has been made in history. That's why I use that. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus and no but in it, he's there, dwell in you. Notice he didn't say visit. Some of your problems look so bad you thought he'd left. But he didn't leave, you didn't inquire. You didn't ask for courage. You're trying to combat it in your own strength. With your Bible in your hand, but you never consult him to make that scripture alive in you, that it turn into the sword of the Spirit. It's not automatic, the sword of the Spirit. Don't y'all tell this church, I'm about to tell you something. From this night forward, all your problems are quickened to shift from a problem to a provision. What we're dealing with now, let's sit down. What we're dealing with, yielding to the Holy Spirit ministry, letting him remove all limitation out of my life. Hallelujah is right. Listen again, I want you to hear this. From his birth, talking about Jesus, nothing that happened to him And nothing he did was apart from the power of the Holy Spirit. So important that you get that. I hope you wrote some of that down. He didn't try to do nothing. He make no move, make no decision, give no answers, fight no battle, get no manifestation, no wisdom, made no changes in his life unless he consulted with the Holy Spirit. I see you doing the same thing. Now watch this. Moreover, talking about Jesus now, when he sat down at his Father's right hand in heaven, the first thing he did was send the Holy Spirit unto the church on the day of Pentecost. There are three descriptions of the Holy Spirit that I believe you need to write here, sense the impact of them. Rain. Let's go to our text, John 7. Water. Wind. Fire. He baptized you with the Holy Ghost and fire. The Holy Spirit makes the Word of God supernatural fuel. Yes. Write that down. The Holy Spirit makes the Word of God supernatural fuel for you to run on. Amen. For you to live on. For you to live longer. Stronger. Better. Blessed. Can I get a loud amen?
Amen.
See, when I get you to say amen or hallelujah, I'm trying to open up some other valves in you that more can go down in you. You got to get it. This stuff got to go down in you. You know, I mean, you cannot leave here tonight and live the same. There's no way. There's no way. Too much power up in here, man. It's too clear. It's too real. We got Jesus talking to us. Listen to what he said. The first thing he did was set us up, and he told them, boys, look at Acts 1:8. Don't y'all go out there. Look at Acts 1:8. Don't y'all leave out here talking about you won't be a witness and talking about how much you know God. Don't you leave here. I wasn't just talking. All that stuff you saw me doing, I wasn't just talking. I had somebody helping me. Yeah. Tell somebody next to you, I got somebody helping me. God dug it, I'm not going to cry so much next time. I'm going to stand up and talk back. See, don't go out there. Don't try to live this life. Don't join a church and try to live a life without the Holy Ghost. Don't try to live with scriptures without the Holy Ghost. But you should receive power.
Yes, sir.
After.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Yes. And then you should be witness to me.
Yes.
All right, here's a powerful lesson. It's a powerful lesson. The Holy Ghost within and the Holy Ghost upon. Yeah, see, he come up on you.
Amen.
When you're dealing with special things. He come out of you and come up on you.
Amen.
To make you stronger inside and outside. You can take it, baby. Tell somebody, you can take it, baby. With the Holy Ghost help, you understand? You can take it because he's in you and he see you getting in struggle on the outside. He come up and get on you.
Amen.
He anoint you.
Amen.
He empower you.
Amen.
He embrace you. Hallelujah. I told you, text them. How many online? You better text them. You better text somebody you forgot. How many are online? 565. Mm-hmm. My God. It's time the body of Christ take our right place in government, in opening the portals of the supernatural, miracles, signs, and wonders. And I hear the Holy Ghost said, we're going to change one wonder for another wonder. From wondering what to do and turn the real wonder loose. I want you to say to somebody, I am a sign and a wonder. With the Holy Ghost on my side. Y'all don't feel nothing yet? Woo, man. Woo, I feel the Holy Ghost, man. My. Sit down if you can. Sit down. Let's go a few more. Hallelujah. Write this down. The ministry of Jesus and the ministry of the Holy Spirit are inseparable. Yes, thank you, Father. Turn to John 7 now. In fact, when Jesus spoke of the Holy Spirit's future ministry to the church, to his church, it's John 7:38. Oh, my. Whew. Somebody life changed up in here tonight. What? John 7:37, the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. 38 said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers, plural, rivers of living water. There's a certain current you should be carrying. It's like electricity in the natural. When you walk in a room, somebody should get shocked. Somebody should get healed. When you walk in a room, somebody's family should straighten out when you walk in a room, because you're releasing currents of power that can't be denied. This has not been in the church because they cut the apostle out and they cut the prophet out and they got organized. Over a century, the church been too organized. The church need to come unglued. We don't let everything be done decent and order. You know what decent and order in the spirit is? Anyway, I tell you to do it, God dog. You don't care if it violates all other rules, all other, and see, now you have to understand. You have to understand. This won't happen only in the narrow way and through the straight gate. This is not going to happen in the broad way and the wide gate. So you can't get in this power with all them baggages. because it's a narrow gate. You got to dump some of this stuff off and come in to trust him. You can't bring all them religious spirit in, traditional spirit, what I want, what she want, what he want, what they want. You got to come in and flow. Yield. Receive. Give. Let's read 7. I read 7:37. 38. He believes on me. 38. He that believeth on me, the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow river of water. Verse 39. But he, this speak he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. Well, we got him, right?
Yeah.
See, because we're talking ahead of time. At that time, Jesus had to go back for to receive the Holy Spirit in this status. But see, we're on the other side now. I got him, you? The Holy Ghost live in me, you? Hallelujah. The Greek word translated as flow is the form of the word R-H-E-O. You might write that down, whatever it means. Which pictures a rushing stream so full that it actually overflows its bank. Flowing out of you. Power. Glory. Wisdom, discernment, perception, comprehension, constantly flowing out of you because you got too much just for yourself. That's the way you planned it. See, but some kind of way, now let me tell you, we got stuck in religion and you know, having a good time and trying to make it work, but it haven't worked like it should work. But tonight, we're going into another flow. I'm taking this stuff to my house. My life's going to be different after tonight. Holy Spirit, what to do? Holy Spirit, how to handle this? I'll give you a little glimpse of where I am to take you. Praying in tongue and groaning are not the same. You pray in tongue, Romans 8:26, but it's the Holy Spirit do the groaning. So groaning is apostolic. Groaning is stronger than praying in tongue. So I'll teach you how to yield to the groan. Yeah, I see you got quiet and I said, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. This is how Jesus described his own relationship with the Holy Spirit as he walked this earth and how he foretold the nature of the relationship that those who believe in him would one day experience with the Holy Spirit after Jesus' death and resurrection. Jesus depended on the continuous flow, listen, of the Holy Spirit's power, get it? Wisdom, get it? Counsel, get it? And ability through him and upon him doing his earthly ministry. Through him and upon him. Listen to the word. Power. Wisdom, counsel, and ability. Now notice what he said in 1 John 4:17. And as he is, so we to be in this world. Now I want you to again compare John 3:34 and John 7:37 and 39. John 3:34 said, he spoke the word of God and God gave the Spirit without measure to him. John 7:37, he said he gave the Spirit without measure to us. other words, now this is strong here. No more Holy Ghost was available to Jesus than. Somebody got to say something now. Hear what I'm saying? The Holy Ghost is just as committed to you as he was to Jesus. Oh, my God. The Holy Ghost will flow through you and for you just like he did with Jesus. I believe Jesus is standing up right now. He didn't want you to hear that. I believe he got on his feet tonight. I believe Jesus standing up. Say, well, go ahead, boy. Tell him. Some powerful women and powerful men gonna leave out this house tonight. Your prayer time gonna be different. Your praise gonna be different. Your Bible study gonna be different. Your talk gonna be different. Your walk gonna be different. Your command gonna be different. Your decree's gonna be different. You're not normal, I tell you. Not when you get this type of information. You walk out as an apostolic believer tonight. That I'm gonna function like they're functioning in the book of Acts. Let the wind blow. Let the fire fly. Let the water flow. Demons tremble at the sound of revelation. They don't want you to have no idea who you are and what partnership and connection you have with God through the Holy Ghost. About whether you're gonna make it or not, are gone tonight. Don't look at your circumstance. There she is. I said, I'm going to give you a few. I got time to give you a few facts here. In studying, I found out some important facts about the working of the Holy Spirit in the life and ministry of Jesus on earth. And I want to begin to give you some of them. Because the same thing belongs to you. Now, I got a revelation here coming to me now. I think it's in Hebrews got 13 chapters in it. Hebrews 13:8. You know, it says something about Jesus Christ the same. Wait a minute, let me get this revelation straight then. Now, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. We in today, right? All right, so it. Is Jesus in you? Yes. Got it? So what he did yesterday. Whatever he did in his body, he wanna do it in your body. Nothing have changed. Jesus Christ the same today, yesterday, and forever. So today, he has another mode of transportation. Come on, talk to me. Talk to me. Come on, talk to me. Talk to me. Somebody. Me. And I have decided to release it. by yielding to the same power that he was functioning in when he was on your head. So Jesus, oh my Lord, is in me full of the Holy Ghost. Oh my, my. Say it one time. Jesus is in me full of the Holy Ghost. Same power, same anointing, same ability. Therefore, I do not have to live no different. I can have the same results that Jesus had. Stop paying attention to all them other people with all that stuff that's about what all going to receive, son. All that going on is $500 check. With all that going on, stop paying attention to that. Jesus ain't paying no attention to no religion. He ain't paying no attention to no politics. When Isaac sold in the 26th chapter of Genesis, it was a famine. But Isaac had another soul. So he sold. So God made him so rich, they asked him to leave. But when he left, everything went down. They ran after him and said, come on back. You stay here. Because that's how much power you got. You're supposed to. You're supposed to have effect on our atmosphere. If you ever go down the street ought to be different after you went down there one time. There's something about you. There's something about you. The enemy don't want you to know it, but I'm going to tell it all. You ain't weak. You're not failing. You're not losing. How can you lose with Jesus? It's just a temporary delay. But in the process, you got to watch what you say. You got to watch what you think. And you got to watch what you're hearing. You can't let people talk doubt in your heart. You're not designed to live by no committee. Y'all missed that. I'm so glad for God's people. Y'all so powerful. Y'all got so many gifts and so many talents that have been held back. You know, everybody just won't preach. That ain't all that. That ain't all. No, man, you on your everyday affair. You're preaching when you're living. Now, this will be shocking to you. Sit down. This will be shocking to you. I mean, it's so strong here. This is so strong because there's such a parallel and such an intimate connection or likeness between you and Jesus. Now, watch this. Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin Mary. Turn to Matthew chapter 1. Watch this. Were you as a Christian? How was you conceived? Who is your real daddy? Hebrews said, if you listen to your earthly father, how much should your flesh father? But how much should you listen to your father of spirit? What I'm getting to, children, you got to get it, that the same way Jesus was conceived is the same way you were conceived. And what I hear now, by flesh. See, the pressure come in the flesh. But if you know how to shift in the spirit, you see, Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin Mary. You go over to John 3, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. That which is born of the spirit is the same thing, same thing. The Holy Ghost birthed Jesus in Mary's womb. And 47 years ago, he birthed me in the womb of the scriptures. Because him and the scripture are one. So I am a scripture baby. That put me in the same class with Jesus. He a son? I'm a son. He a Holy Ghost packer? I'm a Holy Ghost packer. Far beyond religion, children. Far beyond. What? You tell somebody, I heard it on the Tuesday night. Because you see, that same Holy Spirit, as I teach about him, dream, vision, revelation, insight, wisdom, gonna start coming to you just like that. Now the reality of the word that is spoken, be still and know that I'm God. See, because of what you're hearing tonight, you're not gonna be anxious. You're not gonna be in a rush no more. You know why? You know you got it covered. Because you're not functioning through your senses or your own power or something your neighbor told you. Thus said the Lord. Matthew 1, let me read. I got to close. I make a statement. You have grown tonight more than 20 years. I receive. Yeah, I receive. You're not going to be able to live the same. Because you see, the same Holy Ghost I'm ministering about, he going home with you. And I know he'll tell you, girl, don't be stupid. Yeah, he'll tell you, he had to tell you, stop being so stupid. You got the information, now use it. Don't go down that same path no more. Be still. Listen, I'm about to tell you something. I'm about to make something happen in your life. that nobody think can't happen. I'm about to make some new things happen in your life. I tell you now, regular church service over with me. I done shifted another again. I mean, glory, man, glory to God. Do you know how much better you're going to live after the night? Just one night. Not no revival, one night. Do you know how much better you're going to live? Do you know how much better you're going to be able to hear the voice of Jesus? Huh? Do you know how you're not going to panic no more? There's nothing to panic about. There's nothing to panic about. There's nothing to panic. When you got the Holy Ghost, there's nothing to panic about. Nothing to be worried about. Nothing to fear. Because he can handle it all. You're not on your own anymore. You're not by yourself. You don't need no second abortion from no man and no woman. Walk with the Holy Ghost. You don't need everybody to agree with you. Everybody agree with you, something wrong with you. When Jesus, the other side of the coin, when Jesus, well, you heard about the multitude, but also when Jesus walked in the town, there was many disagreeable. When a Christian start living on another level, there'll be many people disagree. They're not bad people. They just don't understand where you're coming from. These are not horse and buggy days in the spirit. In the spirit, they've been riding horse and buggy days in the spirit are over. We about to fly now, baby. It's time for somebody to fly. It's time, whoo, my God, hallelujah. It's time for somebody to fly, baby. We ain't riding no buggy no more. We got a God know how to fly. I'm an eagle. I'm not no blackbird. Let me read it. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, verse 18, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with a child of the Holy Ghost. See what kind of child she was found with? Huh? Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thy son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of. But, let me close. That which is conceived in you is of the same Holy Ghost. It means that you are pregnant with victory. You are pregnant with blessing. All the time. What look like is not working is trying to tell you a lie. Sit down. What I'm trying to tell you now, I'm trying to hold it, but I'm going to tell you, I can't tell you much about it because I got to do it. But I'm not going to let it go to another state before I say it to you. I got to go to another state next week, right? Yeah. So I'm going to tell you, and then you have to listen to get the rest of it. It's more easy to have plenty of money than debt. Write that down. It's more easy to have plenty of money than debt. To have plenty of money is easier than having debt. What are you saying? It's more easier to have plenty of money than to have debt. What? I thought debt was the way. Well, that's the way we've been going. Because we have not known how easy it is to have plenty of money. That's what the Holy Ghost told me. I've tried to hold it, you know, but I said, man, it wouldn't be fair to my people. I don't let them be anchor bait on it a little bit, you see. See. I want to take you in a future tense right here because you're blessed to come here. I want to talk in the past tense. Just one moment. So you know you're already there. I have made you the lender. You're not trying to get there. I've already made you the lender. All you have to do now is listen to me in your financial affairs, and you're going to end up being the lender. You're already the lender, but you thought it was easier to get debt than to get money. As a boy, come on, son. As a boy, they used to tell you, the elders used to tell you, make sure you got a good name. Have to get debt because they didn't know the other way. Now I know it's shocking to you, but I've been a living example before you for 20-something years. It's more easier to have plenty of money than debt. I want you to stop having debt consciousness and turn and begin to have prosperity consciousness. Don't worry about the bills, they're gonna get paid. Just do what I tell you to do. Don't jump in debt ahead of the Holy Ghost. See. Don't try to make it happen before it's supposed to happen. That will bring the struggles in, you see. Wait on it. The Holy Ghost. Going to bring it to you. Debt free. Listen what the Holy Ghost is telling me. Tell them I'm not talking about amounts. Don't make no difference. It's a whole new world. Don't make no difference. Don't give me no figures. You don't need no figures when you and the Holy Ghost have figured it out. Listen to me. I'm trying to close. The Holy Ghost wants you to know that if you let him, he's responsible to make you rich. Yeah. Notice I say, if you let him. If you get all that gunk out of your mind, all this crazy talk about having plenty and being prosperous, get that, let the Holy Ghost flush that out your mind, and here come the money. I'd increase you more and more and your children. Don't hold your children back. Let the Lord increase you. That your children can see how it go. Leroy know how it go. All you got to do is watch his daddy. He know how it go. He know where I came from, and he know how I trust God. He know what happened. There's no way for him not to become rich. Impossible. He followed too close. It's easier to have plenty of money than to have debt. Debt, you got to fill out all kind of papers and stuff. You got to have two or three references and all that kind of stuff. I've been through all that. You may be seated. All right, we're going to make this confession, then we're going to go to confession. Has to do with the message, all right? All right.
I confess
that it's God's will
for me to know the person,
power,
and work of the Holy Spirit.
In John
14,
15,
and 16,
Jesus taught
explicitly
about the Holy Spirit
so that every believer
could learn
about the Spirit of God
and be knowledgeable,
respond
to,
and experience his power.
I recognize
that
this is why Jesus taught
so much
about the Holy Spirit
ministry
in those three chapters.
Therefore,
I boldly declare
that I will act
on the truth
I learned
in the days to come
about the Holy Spirit
and his work in my life.
I choose
to cooperate with God
as I embark
on a new,
deeper,
and higher
walk with God's
Spirit
than I
ever
known
before
in my life.
I declare this
by faith
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
All right, God bless you as you go.